track three. And our first lead story today is Man is Charged with Anne's Dartmoor Murder. A man has appeared in court, charged with murdering Anne Widdecombe by hitting her 21 times on her head with a hammer. Joshua Kerry, 28, from Rotherham, South Yorkshire, appeared at Westminster Magistrates Court over the death of Reform UK spokesman and former Tory minister. Kerry was arrested on suspicion of murder on July the 11th, 2 days after Miss Widdecombe was found dead at her Haytor bungalow. Kerry was also arrested on suspicion of the commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism, but he has not been charged with this offence. Kashif Malik, prosecuting, said on July the 8th, Miss Widdecombe did not attend a pre-arranged online interview just before 1 p.m, which would have aired live on Channel 5's Matt Allwright show. The show's production team tried to contact Miss Widdecombe through her personal assistant, who then asked the family gardener to check on her. Prosecutors said he found the politician lying face down on her kitchen floor with a serious head injury the next day, July the 9th. Mr. Malik said that on July the 8th, Miss Widdecombe had been eating lunch when Kerry allegedly pulled up outside her house in a red Vauxhall Corsa and entered through the front door. Kerry then allegedly used a hammer to hit Miss Widdecombe on the top of her head 21 times. He is accused of tipping her from her chair, taking a wallet from her handbag before leaving and driving off, having only been in the house for 2 minutes, the court heard. A provisional cause of death was given as blunt force injury to the head. Bearded Kerry, who appeared in the dock wearing a grey tracksuit, spoke only to confirm his name, date of birth and address. He was remanded in custody to appear at the Old Bailey later. Speaking outside New Scotland Yard on Monday, head of UK counter-terrorism policing, Lawrence Taylor, said detectives are still investigating any possible political or terrorist motivation.
Devon County Council carve-up is a right dog's dinner. Several roads in Tynmouth are expected to become part of another council area under local government reorganisation. Cliff Road, Alta Vista and Woodland Avenue properties are in Dawlish Parish, which, under the new local authority structure, will become part of Exeter Council. However, the rest of Tynmouth will be joining Torbay. The reorganisation announcement sweeps away the current system of local authorities and replaces it with four giant unitary councils. This means Teignbridge Council will no longer exist after April the 1st, 2028, and Newton Abbot, Kingstainton, King's Kerswell and Tynmouth become part of Torbay Council. Ashburton and Bobby Tracy join Devon Coast and Countryside Council, while Dawlish, Kenton, Starcross and Exminster will join Exeter Council. Tynmouth Town District and County Councillor Lib Dem David Cox described the decision as a dog's dinner. He said it's total chaos and the poorest people will be worse off, asked to pay more and get worse services. For residents in Exminster, however, joining Exeter may be more appropriate. County Councillor Alan Connett said residents in Exminster and Holden Division look to Exeter for their services, shopping and hospitals rather than Newton Abbot or Tow Bay. The reorganisation will cost millions. That's money which could be spent on important services and fixing our roads. Dawlish Town District and County Councillor Lib Dem Rosie Dawson said she was not convinced Dawlish Parish will be better off as part of Exeter. I feel this decision to carve up Devon is detrimental to service delivery for vulnerable people too. Devolving power needs to be about the people and not the handed out by Westminster. Councillor Sally Morgan, Lib Dem, represents Bobby Tracy, which will become part of the new Devon Coast and Countryside Council. She said, "I'm disappointed, but not surprised." Councillor Stuart Rogers, Conservative, represents Ashburton and Buckfast Lee, which will be in the Devon Coast and Countryside Council. He said, "I don't agree with it. There are too many unanswered questions. The most vulnerable people are being forgotten." Newton Abbott County Councillor Reform UK Jacqueline Fry said she was very, very concerned. She said, "It's ridiculous the way they have split us up, and I don't think it's fair." Kingston County and District Councillor Lib Dem Dave Rollison said, "It's not my choice, and it's not what we hoped for. But it won't be Torbay Council taking over, it will be a new entity completely. There will be an enormous upheaval. There are huge unknowns, and it's a gamble how much it will save. I have concerns about it. It's going to be a mammoth task, but we have to make the best of it."
More lights restored to Brighton Waterway. More of the replacement lighting aimed at brightening up Dawlish at night has been switched on. Now, coloured string lighting has been installed at Tuck's Plot, the next stage of restoring the town's traditional decorative lighting. This comes in addition to lights along Dawlish Illumination Bridge, which are already in place. Famed for its lights along the Brook Waterway, Dawlish has been in darkness for 3 years after storms wrecked the previous illuminations. Now, a lengthy project to restore the town's glow is progressing further along the waterway. A spokesman for Dawlish Town Council said, "We're absolutely delighted to share that the new lights are being installed. These will beautifully brighten this stretch of the brook, creating an even more welcoming and attractive space for residents and visitors to enjoy all year round." Damaged beyond repair in 2023 during severe storms, the brook has been without its illuminations ever since. The Town Council has been working with the Environment Agency to ensure permissions were in place for work to start. Members of the Town Council's Civic Amenities Committee have been working behind the scenes to ensure the return of the popular decorative lighting, choosing the style of lighting in a string format and moving to multiple colours. The Town Council was involved in lengthy negotiations with insurers who took some time to resolve the claim. Money was earmarked in the 2024/25 budget for the replacements, which are remote and manual control LED lights. The new look is a complete redesign aimed at reducing the chance of damage in the future. The owners of holiday accommodation Pilchard Cottage said there's still a bit more work to do to bring the lighting scheme further up the brook, but doesn't it look magnificent?